With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Idaho investigators believe a man who killed two firefighters and injured a third set a brush fire near Coeur d'Alene to ambush them. When firefighters started battling the fire, they came under gunfire. Two were killed. A third was wounded. About 300 police officers descended on the area and exchanged gunfire with the suspect. They located the shooter's cell phone signal, which led them to a deceased man with a gun nearby. Coeur d'Alene is a city of 55,000 residents near the border with Washington. President Trump says he's not sure if Congress will pass a tax breaks and spending cuts bill by his deadline of July 4th.
3A, a program.
It takes a long time for the Senate to read aloud a 940-page bill of tax cuts, spending cuts, and more deportation money. But that's what Democrats forced after Republicans voted late Saturday to press ahead with the package. Democrats are trying to delay the process. Republicans in the Senate and the House are trying to get the bill passed by President Donald Trump's July 4th deadline. Trump tells Fox News Sunday Morning Futures he's not sure if that'll happen.
I'd like to say yes, but the problem is if we're 2 days late or 5 days late, everybody says, oh, he had a tremendous failure. Whatever it is, as long as we have it.
Donna Water, Washington.
Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says the U.S. attack on Iran was devastating.
And when you put that in the larger context of what the Israelis did over the 2 weeks of rising line, what Trump is calling the 12-day war, I think the Iranian regime is reeling.
One of the founders of terror group Hamas, who was also one of the planners of its October 7th massacre of Jews, was killed in an airstrike in Gaza City Friday night. The Israel Defense Forces announced Saturday Hakim al-Issa, who served as chief of staff, the Combat and Administrative Support Division, was killed. This is SRN News. A new measure of persecution in India.
How bad is it getting? Well, according to the United Christian Forum, two believers are physically attacked for their faith on average every day. And that's just what's being reported in a country where the authorities are often just as hostile as the attackers. Radical Hindus are the problem. They have launched a campaign to either kill all Christians in India or drive them out. Attacks accelerated after a Hindu nationalist party came to power in 2014. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The number of abortions in the U.S. grew in 2024 as more women obtained abortion pills through telehealth. The latest We Count project for the Society of Family Planning finds that 1 in 4 abortions were carried out using medication prescribed by a provider who did not see the patient in person. This is up from 1 in 20 in the months before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. This is SRN News. Foreign policy expert Dan Senor says after its battles with Israel and the U.S., the Islamic regime in Tehran faces a very uncertain future.
It's under some kind of internal pressure. Remains to be seen what. So, and Israel and the U.S. have demonstrated to the region that they're willing to work together to roll back serious threats to the West.
And he points out it's historic what Israel has accomplished over the past year and a half to eliminate threats.
If you think about the pressure Israel was under on October 7th, when there was the sense that it was a paper tiger, I have not seen Israel transform its position in the Middle East in any war in its history. You'd have to go back to the Six-Day War in 1967 to find something comparable.
Senor spoke this week with Salem Radio Network. More than 72 million Americans expected to travel for the 4th of July holiday. AAA says most will travel by car between Wednesday, July 2nd and Sunday, July 6th. More details at srnnews.com.